employee lives to be 110,
they keep getting paid.
Yeah.
Right now, our benefit reserve fund is actually overfunded. We have over 100% in there, which that sounds great, and theoretically it is great, but unfortunately what that has meant is that people have died younger than anticipated.
And is that overall loggers, or is that specific to Taney County?
Overall loggers.
The $4.4 million that we're paying now on the, is there interest on that, or is it just flat?
Those calculations are beyond me, the amortization on that. It's from what they've explained to me, it's like, yes, there's interest on it, but it's like you're paying yourself the interest.
So it goes in?
Okay. I can get further information on that.
That means there's a lot of...
Yeah, would you?
Yeah.
That doesn't.
Yeah, I can.
Why would we have to pay it? Like, say, if we don't have the money now, if we come out of reserves and GCR, why would we have to pay interest if it's going in?
Oh, definitely. If, you know, it is one of those things where it's always baffled my mind as far as the amortization schedule that they use and how interest is.
Yeah. Would you ask? Would you
find out? I absolutely will.
Mm-hmm. But I know there's other investments where you can take a loan out of your own investment and pay yourself the interest to put it back in. So I'm assuming it's something similar.
It's probably similar to that.
If you borrow against your own, whatever.
Yeah. But I will look into it and have get you that information as well.
I'm good.
Yeah, I'm good.
Well, thank you. Thank you very
thank
much.
You.
Thank you.
Thank
and
you.
I'll get that information
much
to
knowledge.
You and
thank
just
you.
Let me know if there's anything else that you think of. Okay.
If we talk to all of our people, we just contract it and give it to Don and have another meeting, or how do you want to do it?
So when's your retirement date, if we have it?
Mine?
Uh-huh.
It could be a year from February.
Okay. Because, see, we'd need to start preparing for that, because you got to get replacements then. So that would be good to know. If Matt, when would yours be?
I'm sorry.
When would your retirement date be, if this became effective in 40?
I'll be honest with you. I come to work every day, and I've never done the math.
Uh-huh.
I have never
You sound
done
like
it.
Me.
I say I don't have a clue.
Yeah, I'd say I'd be real close right now. So, mm-hmm. if not, yeah. So I'm 58. So. Mm-hmm. And I see it as being a. If I were talking, people from outside agencies looking. I would see it as being a recruitment role.
Brad, how long did it take you to, was it four deputies that the first of the year that you were going to hire back? How long did it take you to?
Well, a lot of that was because we wanted to wait till we had our, Jeremy and Matt created a new hiring process, and I think a couple months, and they went to background investigation school. But to actually get them hired, it took probably a month and a half.
Yeah, and we're trying to streamline it somewhat, but at the end of the day, doing a good background, it can take 30 to 60 days at a minimum.
We had applicants, it was just a process to, to get through them. It took a while.
You want to hire good people.
Sounds good. Well, Don, whenever you get that information, let us know, please. Thank you.
Anything else? Any further discussion?
I think we dismissed our lady.
Yeah, we did. right.
Thank you.
We got an executive upstairs.
We'll go into recess. We'll recess upstairs for executive session. 6:10, 021. 1 and 3, legal and personnel. We'll be in recess.